Okay, yeah, well, it's pouring. Okay, good to welcome everybody. The shit's in the middle of the table. In this morning's lining, Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah begins the Seder by saying in the first source, Shmos Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. These are the laws which you have to prevent before them. Some of this, Avi will be familiar to you, some of this. So the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin on Daf Pei Chesam and Beis, the Gemara is an interesting drasha based on that pasuk. The Gemara says, Abaye Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Yosef v'koma ase gite. Abaye came upon Rav Yosef. Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, and he saw that he was engaged in a practice that's usually reserved for bezin. Maase gite means he was forcing people to give a get. Without the details now, a get is supposed to be given by a husband voluntarily to the wife. But sometimes Bezdin can make you an offer you can't refuse, but that's limited to the authority of a Bezdin to do that. Anyway, Sir Yosef was doing it, and Abaye found it puzzling. Why? Amalei, ha'anan hedyotos anan. What do you mean? We don't have the real smicha today. We're not real Batei Din today. We are hedyotos. We are commoners today. That's what Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye. Commoners, as opposed to people who have the real smicha. The real smicha was part of an unbroken chain going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that wasn't the case anymore by the Talmid Chachamim in Bavel in the days of Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. V'tanya, ha'er tarfon amur, kol mokum shatamotze aguriyos shal ovdei kochamim. Anytime you find aguriyos shal ovdei kochamim, Rashi explains, first of all, let's look in the third source. Rashi's hedyotos anan, she'ein mumchen ela smuchin, demikri elokim dayanem, ve'ein smicha b'chutzarts, right? We live in Chutzarts, we live in Bavel. The real smicha is not only an unbroken chain back to Moshe Rabbeinu, but that conferring the real smicha.
Rashi's talking about their time and his time.
No, time is the Gemara. He's explaining the Gemara. We're Hajotos, what it means, even though in a couple of weeks, why you were celebrating the Chag HaSmicha. They have every couple of years a Chag HaSmicha. But it's not the real Smicha today. First of all, the real Smicha had to be given in Eretz Yisrael. So Abaye and Rav Yosef are living in Bavel. So he said, we don't have the real Smicha today. So, and the Brisa says, Kol Mokom Shatamotza Agurios of the Kacham Agurios Rashi Asifos, gatherings. But, you know, court gatherings, judicial gatherings, yeah.
Why don't you use the word Smicha in two different ways?
For now, a little long, but the smicha means
what you're saying is we're not munchen, meaning real smicha.
Right.
We're just fake smicha.
Right. Basically, right. We're not nobody, but I understand. But let's remember all the Amoraim and Bava were called Rav so and so, Rav Yosef, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Rav means he didn't have the real smicha. Rebbe, the Tanoim were all Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Tar, and the Amoraim Eretz Yisrael, the first several generations of Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael, also called Rabbi, Rebbe Yochanan, and some below. So that's a question exactly when it's just not 100% clear. It's a historical question. It's a good historical question. We're not clear exactly when it stopped, but for sure it didn't happen in Bavel.
And so it's
what's that? The Rambam has a famous opinion that says you can reinstitute it if all of the, and there was a whole debate in the generation of the Beis Yosef. A couple hundred years after the Rambam in Tzad, they tried to, and there was a whole debate in Rabbanim in Tzad, and Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. Rabbacha has extensive tshuvas about Mari Beirav, Rabbacha tshuvas about it and so on. It's an interesting subject. Right, correct, and in more modern times also. Anyway, maybe another time we'll talk about the reinstitution of smicha, so to speak. But anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, so it says if you have goyim, otekom, we'll just translate now as non-Jews, afal pisha dineim ki dinei Yisrael, even if you know that in this particular case, the secular law parallels the halachic law. So you have a court staffed by non-Jews, right, so it's the local court, and in this particular case, dineim ki dinei Yisrael, still, you still can't go to them, says the Gemara. You can't go for two Jews, have a quarrel, even if it's a type of quarrel, which we know that the secular law matches the halacha, you still can't go to them. Why not? Shenemar, our pasuk. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. Lifneihem, below lifnei ovdei kochavim. The Gemara has a drasha that the last phrase of that pasuk, the first pasuk in this morning's lane, ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. Who's the lifneihem? Lifnehem means before Jews and not before non-Jews. If you're not two Jews who have a dispute are not supposed to go to a goyish court. That's called arkaos, court. So akum arkaos, so goyim, you don't go, even in a case where you happen to know that the second law matches the halacha. That's not really our topic tonight. But then it says, dovar acher, lifnehem velo lifnei hedyotos. The second drasha is that the word lifnehem excludes not goyim, or not only goyim, but also even Jews who don't have the real. Not hedyot doesn't mean amaratz; it just means they don't have the real smicha. Okay, hedyotos in this case means the absence of the real smicha. That's hedyotos. So that's what Abai was asking Rabbi Yosef. Abai was not accusing Rabbi Yosef of being Amoritz, but he said he doesn't have the real smicha. So how does he function like a real smicha? That's a term. That's a Rashi. That was our first Rashi in three. She'emu no smicha. That's the term used. Hedyota is usually a term compared to like a coin hedyot, as compared to a coin gadol. Coin hedyot doesn't mean he's an idiot. Okay, it doesn't mean he's a nobody. Just not the coin gadol, right?
I mean, ordinary.
So there's an ordinary rabbi, not the real smicha. Okay. Anyway, so answers Rav Yosef. Yeah. What's that? Well, let's see. Let's try to. Yeah.
This just says Tosim with Nahem.
Who's the Lifnahem? That's the question.
No, but I'm saying that. Oh, that's how you're thinking it?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. That's not me. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see in a second. But the Gemara answers, so Rav Yosef answers, Amar Le, you're right, Anan Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinan. We can still do it. We rabbis today, who don't have the real smicha, can still render these types of decisions because we are their shluchim, which as if was built into the system that those rabbis who have the real smicha have authorized us to act as their agents. Rashi said, Shlichu Sayu Dibnei Yitzchok, Kav Dinan, the last Rashi in three, Heim Nosnu Lo Rishos. This is all Gittin, Peches, and Beis. What exactly is the Drosha Lifnehem? So that refers, says Rashi, says some of the Farshim, to a pasuk later in the Sedra, this morning's Sedra. Mishpatim, towards the end of the Sedra, by the last Aliyah, in Parakov Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, and so forth, it says, Vel Moshe Omar Alei Al Hashem, Ato Ve'aron Nodav Aviv, Shivim Mizikne Yisov, Vishtach Avisim Arachol. Okay? 70, it refers to these 70 elders. Now, if you look back in source 3, when Rashi explains Lifnehem, who's the Lifnehem? Koi Ashivim Zikanim. The word Lifnehem is referring to the 70 elders. Those are the people who got smicha directly from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Lifnehem. Sha'alu imo lahar kodem antar kedeksiva Moshe Amel Hashem, etc. And Rashi, but you're going to tell me 1 second. The pasuk in Parakaf Dalet comes after the pasuk in Parakaf Aleph. How can it be? So Rashi employs the old rule: Ein mukta mucha b'Torah. The Torah does not. Torah is not a history book. Does not always present everything in the chronological order in which it happened. Alfo pishin l'parzul acher matantar. And that whole everything we read at the end of the lane today with Nasav and Ishma and making his breakfast all came afterwards. And Rashi says the same thing over there in source 5 in Mishpatim. Parakov Dalet Pasakal. Rashi Vamosha Amale Parshazu Nemar Kodam Aseres Dibros. It's number 4. Okay. Now, other Mefarshim, I just put this in as a side, other Mefarshim take issue with Rashi on that interpretation of the Psukim. Again, Rashi is perfectly comfortable saying everything went out of order. The Rashbam. Over there in source number 6 in Shmos Parakov Dal Posek Aleph says it's not true, it is in the correct order, and he gives you the lineup of the Psukim. You have time to read. Meo Moshe Nigash El Rafael, which was written there in Yisrael. And all that, it was all at the time of the Tiras Hadibros, and then Moshe Hashem told Moshe to go up afterwards. According to the Rashbam, similarly Ibn Ezra in source number 7 also says it all, huh? Oh yeah, okay. So these commentaries say that it is following the correct chronological order. Ramban in source number 8 has also a lengthier description. He quotes Rashi, but then he says in the second paragraph of 8, "Ukvar heiti liros Rabbeinu Avram." That's Ibn Ezra. Perush Peshaperush and Kisidro. He quotes Rashi, but he says it's better. I prefer the Ibn Ezra saw it more correctly, and he explains again. I don't want to spend time reading these sources. So,
that requires. Eyebrows, right?
Yes, it does, but you have to look through, and Ramban explains everything that all works out.
No, in the way. In general, Ramban will prove anything.
Okay, but here he did. Okay, now, yeah.
What's the difference? When it was
because added? Again, because who is the Lifnehem? It says Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. So who's the before them? Who's the antecedent of that pronoun? So Rashi, who's the them? So Rashi said it was the Shivim Zakenim. Now, if you hold not like Rashi that the Shivim Zakenim were not introduced to us until later, then we can ask who's the Lifnehem. You know what I mean? Who's the Lifnehem?
So that's bothered.
Tosis is bothered by that. Tosis there in Gittin.
What about the Zakanim in Mitzrayim?
Okay, you're right. That's not what Rashi says. Okay,
there
are. Who are those people, right? Okay, in Hanami. But Tosis in Gittin on that same daf, Peches and Beis, source 9, he's bothered by this idea who the Lifnehem is. Lifnehem below Lifnehem Jotos. Pirish Bekuntris, Dekoy Ashivim Zakanim, Dolwe Moshe, Afal Pish, Jeksuvim Besof Parshas, Deilim Mishpatim. The Riyah Omer, no, it's not referring to the Riyah. If you want to hold like the Rashbam, like Ibn Ezra, like Ramban that happened later, so maybe it's not referring to them, although Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos is referring to something mentioned later, but it's referring to the word Elohim. Elohim doesn't mean only God. Elohim means a judge. Several times in this morning's laning, the word Elohim appears as judge. So who's the Lifnehem? The people are going to be discussed in these psukim. Elohim tuva deksi parshakoy v'chein mashmar chovel. The Elohim nafkalon mumchil. Elohim means the real judges, the real smicha people. And so on. So that's how the Tosfos says, and that's what the Lifnehem. Meaning, it's referring to real judges. Forget the Shivim Zekanim, okay? You don't want to take the Torah to the Shivim Zekanim. Fine, it doesn't have to. It's referring to whoever, maybe Rizir, like you said, the judges from last week said, whoever was appointed as a judge. Bottom line, though, what everybody agrees is, what it's the Shivim Zekanim, it's not the Shivim Zekanim. It refers to actual judges with the real smicha, period.
Not Hedger.
Right, not Hedger. As a side point, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Because the Shiva is a Canaan and it's
Olmat and
Torah.
Yeah.
So then they're
Hedyotos, huh? No, okay. So that's an interesting question, too. But evidently, they understood that Moshe gave them whatever that smicha is that he gave them. Okay. Now, the Pnei Yoshua is an interesting comment. Right. According to this. The Pnei Yoshua has an interesting comment there in Gittin Pechas HaVeis, because if you look, this is more germane to us. I'm just giving that point about the Shiva is a Canaan as a side point. That's what Rashi says, and not everyone agrees with Rashi. But okay, if you look back in the original source, in Source 2, the Gittin Pechas HaVeis, the Gemara seems to have two interpretations who the Lifnehem is excluding. One is Lifnehem Lifnei of the Kochoven, and then it's Lifnehem Lo Lifnei Hedyoto. So that sounds like a machlokas. More says it a Dover Acher, right? But the Pnei Yoshua points out it's not a machlokas. They're both right. Okay, first he says, in the Masa Gemara Shenemar, look in number 10. L'chora mashma, the man, the dark lifnei, below lifnei goyim, so hediotos are okay. Right? It sounds like this rabbi learns the word lifneihem, that excludes goyim, good, but that's got nothing, you can't learn anything about requiring smicha, the Jews. On the other hand, anyway, the Pnei Yoshua says, if that's the case, then what's Abai asking? Anyway, he concludes that it's talking about both. Okay, that the even though it's a dover acher, it means anybody who's not of smuchim, not non-Jews, not Jews who have no smicha and so on. The Ramban elaborates on that. Yeah.
You're in the
Isser
here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Isser right now would seem to be to have judges render. Yeah.
To whom is the Isser?
Upon whom is the Isser? You mean?
Yeah. And
okay.
What is it?
Good. So the truth of the matter is, as we'll see shortly, there's really two things. There's one, you're not allowed to appoint these people. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever, whoever's in charge, the Jewish community can't set up a court system. You know, you
that's
can't.
I understand.
Or it's an issue, and you can tell to the heads and tails of the same coin, it's an issue to go to such people for those decisions. And they may have an issue to I would say it's two different things. There's an issue for them to function and carry out the role of a Bezdin. And we'll see the exception. And it's just for you to go to them. We're going to see. That's what some say. Let's see.
Two halves of that sentence then. The first case, the issue is on.
Is on these, yes.
On the system.
Well, unless you want to say it's on these people, don't.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
The second one is the users of
yes,
the
correct. The Dayanan, we'll call it in the language, and the truth of the matter is, if you look at it carefully, and Pnei Yoshua actually mentions it. Look at the second one. Linyan Dayanan Vinidonin. It's on the Dayanan, the judge themselves, and those who are coming for judgment. That's what Pnei Yoshua says. Others say it.
Rabbi, it sounds like there's three of them.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Not mine.
Maybe it's not an issue.
Let's see. Anyway, if we take a look at the Ramban.
It sounds like it's.
It's at least two. It's at least
them
two.
One.
Yeah.
The judge himself and the person. Who
maybe. Maybe.
Three.
But really, the point of who's the appointer. So let's see. The Ramban here in Mishpatim at the beginning of the Sedra says v'darshu lifnei v'lo lifnei kananim. Okay, and he says, I should have said asher tosim lahem and not lifnehem. Okay, and he points that word lahem appears in other places, but so does lifnehem, referring to judges. In any event, he says at the end also, also look at the four lines at the bottom where he presents it. The aser lovo befanov. Ramban says that iser to go for the a person who wants judgment to go to them. Kishem sh'asu lovo lifnei goyim. Right? In other words, you're not allowed to go before goyim either. Even though you know that this guy's a big expert, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not a moron, okay, he knows the dinim, and he's going to judge properly. He can't advertise himself as a judge. You can't go to him as a dayan and tell him that he should subpoena my opponent and so on and so forth, my other litigant. The Hedyot Atzmo Solo Dun Lahem. It sounds again from the Ramban also. Okay? It's on the Dayan himself to force people to come, and it's on the Nidonim. The Afal Pishis Karchachamim Shtei Kitos Elokachas, even though Chachamim mentioned both, there's still a difference. And here's the point that may be relevant tonight or not.
Between
the Goyim and Hedyot. Yeah. Of the Chachamim and Hedyot. Namely, Yesh Hefresh B'Nehem. Shame Rotsu Shnei Baladin Lavol Ifne Hedjah Shivisu Mutaru. If the two litigants agree, like we have an arbitration, if the two litigants agree to go before, that's mutter. Or with the kiblum ilayhu, if they were accepted, then dino din. Avalifne agoyim, asurim heim lov olafonav at all.
What
does dino din mean? It counts. They're bound by the law. You have to pay him back the $1,000. He won't be called the gazer. Okay? So later on, we're not talking about that. There's kinyon in there. They agree. Okay? And now they can go to another bed. Yes. And it was some sort of a kabbal. Yes. Fine. But what about Bizman HaZeh? Okay, all this is very nice. This is important background information. You have to learn Sanhedrin, and we can't go through all of Masechah Sanhedrin tonight. But the question is, what is with today? There are no smuchim at all today. So what happens? There's no more Batei Din? There's no more... I mean, what do we do now? I mean, it's all very good. What happens? First of all, we don't appoint anybody. And if we can't appoint someone, so what do we do with this litigation? So the Ramban writes in Parsha Shoftim, in Chumash Dvarim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches begins Parsha Shoftim, and there we have the mitzvah Shoftim v'Shoftrim Titein Lecha B'Chol Sharecha. There's a mitzvah on the Kohal. Go back to your question mark. There's a question on a mitzvah on the Kohal to appoint judges. So Ramban there writes in 12 Avol Bizman Hazeh La'achar Shabbat LaHasmicha. Nowadays there's no more smicha. Kevon Shekol Mishpatim B'Telim in Torah. All the laws of Mishpatim don't really apply. Dichsiv Lifnei V'Lo Lifnei Hedjotos V'Anan Hedjotos Anan Ve'Ein Dayanu B'Chutzarts Ela Takana D'Shichusay Avdinam Ein Anu Chayovim B'Mitzvos Minu Shoftim in Torah Klal. There is no obligation in Torah whatsoever to appoint judges. So says the Ramban, the whole mitzvah is goodbye. Okay, the whole mitzvah of appointing judges does not apply anymore today, says the Ramban. So that's a question he was alluding to before. But the community, there's certain communities to build a shul, there's certain things the community has to do. One of them is to appoint judges. But he's saying, based upon the fact that lifnei v'lo lifnei hedjotos, therefore all these dinim are not enforceable, therefore there's no mitzvah to have a base din at all. So says the Ramban. Let's see. Yes, correct. Now, we're going to see in a moment that not everybody agrees with the Ramban. Take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Aleph, 13, Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Aleph. Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Aleph is called Mitzvah Minu Shoftim V'Shoftim V'Chol Kol V'Kol Mi'Yisrael. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, 13, V'Zos Achas Min HaMitzvah Mutolos Al HaTzibur. Okay, again, we can discuss how that works. Dr. Zid was asking, Matos, you're asking, but it's a mitzvah that's mutal ala tzibur, kulan shvichom makom makom, v'tzibur haroi likbo b'nei bezdin k'moshim vur masechah Sanhedrin, v'lo kavalahem bitlu asei zeh. A tzibur which is obligated to appoint judges and doesn't, is mevatel this mitzvah anshon garam l'od, the bad punishment, ki ha-mitzvah zos amod chazak b'kiyom adas. This is necessary for the sustaining of our religion. V'yesh lanu lilmod mizeh, says the chinuch, even though nowadays, because of our sins, whatever, we don't have smuchim anymore, still, says the chinuch, there remains a mitzvah in force today, not the technical mitzvah of Minu Shoftim, but there's still a tzibur mitzvah to appoint good people, qualified people, righteous people to serve, to enforce to the extent that you can mitzvahs and observation of Torah laws and observance of Torah laws, even b'mamon, b'guf, and so on, and not to do bad things and so on. So the chinuch implies that there, possibly even midaraisa, that's what it looks like, he's talking, possibly even midaraisa, there remains some sort of chiyuv today. And if you look later on, one second, if you look
the first three lines in the next line, is bottle is bottle.
Right, so it may not be quite the clout of a mitzvah, or maybe it's only drabanan, but we have to do it. Yeah.
So once you're reading the Sefer, did you read the Sefer HaChinuch already in 14?
No, now look at 14. So in the Sefer HaChinuch in Tuf Yud Dalet, which is a lav, Shalolimnos Dayan Adam Sheno Chacham Dina Torah, Afal Pishu Chacham Echacham Azachar, you're not allowed to appoint a Dayan who's not qualified, maybe wise, another area, not well, says the Chinuch, Vinoheges Mitzuzu Bechol Machem Chosman. It applies everywhere at all times, not just Bizman with this Smicha, it applies all the time.
It's a different thing, but you're not really appointing.
It doesn't matter. Point being, what's the
difference? Where's that?
Not sure. It's earlier. No, it's, I think, in Veschana. I think, you know, or maybe the maybe in Dvarim even. I think in Dvarim. When it says the beginning of Dvarim, the very beginning of Dvarim, to appoint point to Shoftim. Okay. Well, what's the passage there? It says the number at the very beginning of Dvarim.
But screamingly loudly absent here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this your style, but in general?
Yeah.
There's no Rambam.
Okay, good. Good point. Yeah, right. Okay. You're right. The Rambam, that's important. It's important, yeah.
Now, so one of the things, I don't know if you're getting to it or you're not getting to it, but the concept, especially today, the Minias, the...
Some sort of Tovim, yeah.
B'dinei Torah, which means if it's B'dinei Torah, it means he has to have the...
Right.
Is that one of the reasons you would say?
So let's see. Let's get to it.
Women.
Let's get to it. Take a look. We don't have the Rambam, but in 15 we have the Kiryas Sefer. That's the Mabit who wrote a commentary on the Rambam. So in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perakei on the Rambam is Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Mabit writes V'chein Afilu Below Smicha Near Dimidal Raisa. Donin Dainei Chutzlaretz Afilu B'Dover Shein Motzi B'Dinei Eretz B'Dinei Eretz B'Zman Shein Smicha Kulon Shav Makol Olech Achar Chochma. The Kiryas Sefer says in the Mabit, he says that even without Smicha there's still Doraisa to follow the to follow Dayanim and to have proper Dayanim and so on. Doraisa, that's what he said. But that, right, people know Hakol Olech Achar Chochma. You find wise people. Let me just go on. That's Doraisa. Okay, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who was one of the Rishonim also, in the section of his Sefer called Meisharim in the Siva Alef Chelek Dalet, he doesn't go so far. He explicitly says in 16, Mitzvah today midrabanan limno shoft mecholir. So, but the Chinuch, and the Chinuch seems to say it's Doraisa, well, he could argue, he says Yesh, like Rezidu said. The Mabit says Nir midoraisa. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, again, important Rishonim, Yerucham doesn't go so far, he says it's Dirabanan. Mitzvah midrabanan. Okay, what?
The same as
Rabbanan. Well, the Ramban, I don't know, the Ramban doesn't weigh in, but probably you would mean it's Rabbanan.
So
yes.
Does that mean dying?
Okay,
does
now.
Does mean you have to have smicha?
Right, today, well, yeah, right, correct. Well, we don't have smicha today.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying.
So it's
That's what he says.
But the dying doesn't have smicha.
Right.
When you had smicha,
he would say that when you had smicha, it had to be gar smicha. And the absence of smicha doesn't mean we don't do away with dayanim. We have dayanim without the smicha. They have to be qualified and knowledge, okay? Well, let me just go on with it because there's a lot of questions.
Just because they don't smicha doesn't mean they're not
right.
Qualified.
Right. Exactly. Correct. Let's see. Let's get a chance. Let's see. The tour writes as follows in Choshen Mishpat Siman Aleph. The tour writes as follows. V'nire v'dafke b'zman sheish smicha. Avol ha'idna d'leka smicha kol adonim b'telem in the Torah. Can exceed lifneim lifnei Elohim aksum b'parsha like those we showed him who said that we saw before. The hainu smuchim. V'darshin lifneim v'lifnei hedyotos v'anan hedyotos v'anu lefichach ein adonim in the Torah el l'shivusayu d'kamay avdin. And he seems to say it's also today at best what's going on is d'rabbonan. Says the tour, we don't have it d'oraisa. But the tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, had a twin commentary. Didn't say they have to keep whatever mitzvah. You don't have the ability to go. You don't have recourse in Bezdin. Okay, now take a look at 18. Those look whatever. Yeah, look at 18. The Urim, the Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz from Gedolei Torah in the end of the 1600s is known for. He wrote a crazy place on Yerida. He wrote what's called the Urim and Tumim on Choshen Mishpat. The twin commentary. The Urim is the shorter, you know, dinim, and the Tumim is the, you know, the greater analysis. So in the Urim on Siman Aleph, Sikot Aleph 18. He says, "Dvar Torah mitzvah limno shok neshod meretz v'chol yir or v'chutz aretz v'chol plach every area." Aval adam tzichim liyosmuchin k'dichsiv elokim v'parsha etc. Shvilas elohim v'kaimalon erev parsha. Steve kind of said the Gemara works it out. Not important. Aval b'zman hazeh deleka smuchim batla mitzvah shemin adarim. Rak Chazal he says, "B'takanos ha'olam." You have to have a society. Tiknu sheyu adayanim avshenam smuchim donim. You can't have a society function without courts. So therefore, it's midrabanan, but only certain areas. They can't do everything. As you said before, there are going to be certain dinim, which according to what the Tum is saying, the Yonasan Eibeshitz is saying, which today's courts can't do because it's not doraisa. What can they do? We'll see. Donim b'milso d'shicha. Common issues between people could go kamo hodos or halvos. People have a dispute about a loan. I said he owed $1,000. He said it's only $100. These kind of things comes up in business. Ma'aseh b'chol yom. Leman lo yei day balei zroa rama. So the wise guys, the troublemakers, the tough guys are not going to take over. So he gets that from the Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Pei Dalam and Olive, going over to Pei Dalam and Bay, is 19. talks about, again, connecting to this, etc., certain types of damages. Nizke, I don't want to go into the details now, but Nizke shore b'shore, you know, one shore gores another one, or Nizke shore b'adam, then govino so b'bavel. B'bavel means outside Eretz, means outside of the place where you have the real smicha. Nizke adam b'adam, Nizke adam b'shore, ain't govino so b'bavel. Why? Ma'ishna Nizke adam b'adam, Nizke adam b'shore b'delo? Because Elohim being, and the Pasuk says Elohim. So the other, the Gemara answers, but the other also says Elohim. What's the difference? The Shri Chusayu Kavdina midi the Havah Hodo Salvo. That's the Gemara that the Vienna Sandwich is referring to. Rashi explains, the Hakulu b'parshas el mishpatim, he keeps saying Elohim. He ta, Ad Elohim, the Avod Varshnaim, says Rashi there in Baba Kam Pei Dalman Beis. And, it's by the other one also. No, we learn it has to, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Gimel, Rashi points us to. So let's see. 21. Sanhedrin Gimel Mat Aleph. That's Rashi there in Baba Kam Pei Dalman Beis. The Maskel Midi the Havah points to the Sanhedrin Gimel Mat Aleph, where the Gemara says, Matam Amru Dine Mamonos Lo Be'in and Drish V'Chakira. Why by Dine Mamonos does not a Bezin have to follow? Drish V'Chakira means a certain style of investigation. I don't want to go into the details now, other than to say that's how regular Bezin operates. Okay, you have to ask seven particular questions. The details aren't important for us now, but you don't have to do that by Dine Mamonos. That was the job of a real Bezin. You don't have to do that anymore today. Why not? So the Gemara says, Kadesh Shalotino Delas Bifnei Lovin. Because otherwise, if I know that if I lend you money and you refuse to pay back, I'll have no recourse going to court without a whole involved process. So forget it, I won't lend you money. What do I have to worry about? I'll avoid the problem. So then people will never be able to borrow. People in need, even honest people in need, will never be able to... Correct, that's it. I was on the same thing. Kadesh Shalotino Delas Bifnei Lovin. Rashi Dern Sanhedrin Gimel Alv says Shalotino Delas Shimon Mahavos Shema Yikvor. It won't be Adim, or they won't know they did, or they make a mistake, or they lie, or whatever it is. So if I'm a rich man, why would I bother lending money? I may lose. If I know I have no recourse, forget it. I'm never going to lend anybody money. Okay, so I saw today, I saw a guy was collecting money, so the guy was known to be a miser in the town, so the collector came to him and he said, I'd like you to give, you know, for this cause. So the guy says, look, I have a lot of relatives who are also poor. So he said, you didn't finish the sentence. And I don't give them money, so I'm still not going to give you. Right? So that's the end of the sentence. But anyway, otherwise people aren't going to lend, right? So Tosus there in Sanhedrin expands. Gimel Amar Aleph, important Tosus, Shalotino Delos, Bifnei Lovin. Tosus says, Gzelos, V'chavolos, Uksubas Isha, V'Yerushos, U'matanos, all these commonplace things, right? There's damages, the stealing, Ksuba, inheriting, Ksuba and Kuget, inheritance, all these things. Bekulu Namilo Bin Adrishoch, here Kadesha, yes, Tino Delos, Bifnei Gazlonin, to prevent the wise guys from running rampant. The Ramban. Well, one second.
That's everything.
No, it's not everything. It's not Tashmi Dalvehe. It's not the. I'm saying, we're going to see. It's not everything. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. So the Chedush Ramban in Sanhedrin Chav Gimel Bet Aleph. The Ramban in Sanhedrin Chav Gimel Bet Aleph. Bima Savani Omer. He says, you know, if we really the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ran, the next three sources, the Ramban is Sanhedrin Chav Gimel Bet Aleph. The Rashbo is that Sugin Gittin that we started with, the Ches and Beis, and the Chedush Ramban is in Sanhedrin Beis and Beis. And they're all driving at the fact that it seems to be, well, what's the reason? How do our Bet Din operate today? Is it based on Shalotino Delos Bifnei Lovin, or is it based on Shichusayu Kavdina? We seem to have both. So they all explain how both things in effect work together. Okay, it's both. The answer is you need both. The best, I think, the clearest formulation is in 26, the Chedush Ramban and Sanhedrin, Beis and Beis. Again, you can read the Ramban, you can read the Rashbo, but the Ran writes, Komar, Divamasu Uvedinhu. Chedush Ramban Sanhedrin Beis and Beis. Klomar Sha'afo Pisha Tiknu Chamshia Din Kosher Be'ed Yotos. So this goes back to Dr. Zitter said before we started with the four. Who's the Isaran? So we kind of said it's the Dayanim and the Nidonim. So says the Chedush Ramban, Afo Pisha Tiknu Chamshia Din Kosher Be'ed Yotos. The Chacham said if they render a decision, these non-Smicha people, it counts. But Adayin Isser Zebim Koma Omeid. How can, if there's an Isser to go to those courts, what good does it do for the Chachamim to say, you know, we're going to give you permission to, their din is going to have standing, we're not allowed to go to them in the first place. And how can they get rid of that? Okay, if they're not mumchim. So therefore, you have both things. With Tirits, that's Shichusayu Kavdina. But Shalotino Delos Bifnei Lovin is telling us what the Chachamim instituted to say, look, the judgment rendered by these non-smuchim is going to count. It's a valid judgment. It counts. But he said, but the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ramban, they all say, but we got to put the two things together. Okay, the Shlichusayu is what gives us the right to circumvent the Isser to go to them in the first place.
You both have to agree.
No. This is both parties don't have to agree in this.
So now who decides who is?
So that's an excellent question, which is not really tonight's topic, but that's an important question. You just take a look.
Why don't you just cite
Eitz Lasos? Okay. Well, in a certain sense, that's what Shlomo Tinel does, is like that conceptually. I think. You mean why? I mean, to circumvent the issue? You mean?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a good question. I don't know. But the mice, we do circumvent the issue. That's the point. Okay.
The main point is don't go.
No, we said it's both. It's both, and that's exactly what we're saying now. I said we come back to the Rosh Bo, the Ramban, the Ran. They're all saying the two differently mudim take care of both problems. That's the point. The two. Now, look at the Ramban in Yevamos. I'm just showing you for the interest. In 27, the Chiddush Ramban in Yevamos, Mem Vomer Beis, Dilmas Uboi, Shabbos Minah, says, Ve'efshar Dimin HaTorah, Afilu Hedyotos Donin B'Shichu Sayu Demumchin. He says, as far as the Shichusayu, it could be even the Raisa. Ramban here says, that's interesting. We didn't see the Ramban say that before in Chumash. Right, but he's saying, but the point is, you could say that they only instituted as a rabbinic leeway. But he's saying here, it's Taka de Raisa. If you look in the
Ramban. Here's your Ramban.
Why isn't this still a mitzvah? Because the Ramban, Lashitosa, it's a good course. This Ramban here is saying only Efsher, but it's a good question. Because once it's a, then you should have to point.
Whether it's reviled.
Okay, I'm just the force of the Kabbalah. What are you violating if you don't do it? Okay, it's a difference. It's the rights of the Ramban.
You read by this in the Ramban.
I don't know. It's theory of the Ramban. He only says here Efsher. Okay, but still, it's against what he said in the Chumash. You're saying the earlier Ramban was saying. Let's take a look at the Ramban finally, who doesn't really weigh in on this issue at all, except to say the following: Perek Hey, Hilchas Sanhedrin, Halacha Ches, Dinei Knossos, Kegon. Gzelos, Chavolos, Tashumei Kefel, Tashumei Arba Chamisha, Veonis, Vafateh, Kirchman, Ein Donin Osam, Elashosha Mumchim, Behemasmuchim, Beret Yisrael. All these types of dinim are knas, paying back double, or four or five, again, as often this morning, Sedra, right? Onus, Vafateh, and these are all things which you get fines, penalties. Fine would be like a parking ticket, a fine, right? That you can't do without the Mumchim. Avol Shar dinim Amonos. It's a different point. Can judge lefichach, and he can do even outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph 29, Bizman Hazeh, Donim Hadayonim, Dine Hodos, Havos, Ksubis Isha, Virushas, like that, Tosos, Umatanos, Umazik Momon Chabera, Shehema Drama Mitzuyim Tomei. These are commonplace things, and Vyesh Bem Chisaron Kis. It caused a loss for somebody, it's not fair. But other things which are not that common, even if there is a Chisaron Kis, or other things which have Chisaron Kis, but are not that common, and he gives you a list of those that they can't do. Interestingly enough, though, but that's on the Ksubas Isha, okay?
That's
part of that.
But is there a derisive impact? Like,
no, because you don't really need a Bezdin per se for a get, okay? Per se. I mean, it's actually, you need a three, you know, if it's not a Din Bezdin, get's a different story. Okay, you have three people, yes, but it's not a Bezdin in that sense. Okay, now, if we take a look in the Nesivas HaMishpat, the Nesivas, important Lamdash Sefer on Choshen Mishpat, in the Biurim section, Siman Aleph, Siv Kotten Aleph, he says, Bizman Hazeh, Hine, Dohod Avdin Shichusayo, Mashmeh Hashanah, to Rak Drabonah, to Kamer Mishum Nilas Delis. But, it sounds like it's only Drabonah, but he says, Olfiyan is Daiti, the Behemes Humi Doraisa. The Nesivas says he thinks it's a Doraisa. That's another heavyweight in the corner of this Doraisa. What do you mean, Shechachamim? Rak Shemnimsa Lechachamim. It was given over to the Chachamim to decide the parameters. Meaning, if the Chachamim wanted to, they could have done it in other areas also. Even the other areas that the Rambam Shulchan Aruch said not, but they didn't. Okay, and he gives a powerful raya how you have to say that there's Dayanim Bizman Hazeh Doraisa. And his raya is, how can we accept converts? Okay, we accept Gerim. Tremendous nafkamina. Ger require, and we say we accept Gerim today. And a Ger can marry a regular Jew. I mean, there are tremendous ramifications there. And okay, there are others who answer. He alludes to it. Some say it's because they give other reasons by Gerim. But well, that's the position. Buffet Gerim. But that's what Nesivas says over here. So you hold this Doraisa. What's Nimsala Chacham? We have a parallel to that. Sometimes, for example, there's some Rishonim hold that the Isser Melachan Chalamoed is Doraisa.
Yeah.
But it's given over to the Chachamim to determine how do we define Melacha HaChalamayim. Sometimes you have these hybrid laws. According to some Rishonim, there may even be what's besides eating and drinking, Asa and Yom Kippur, and the other Inuyim, Asa and Yom Kippur, it's Doraisa, but it was determined by the Chachamim. Machokas Rishonim there in the last parak. But anyway, we have that concept, that's when the Sivas applies here. Now, having said all of this, this is all the background information, just to understand how Bate Din work today. So now we can come to the question, the title this year, right? In terms of women, okay? Right? So now we come to the women.
Notice how many are here.
Can we? They know the answer, but I don't know. Anyway, but let's see. I don't say anything. I just give him a chorus. But anyway, the yeah, right. I told you that, right? Unbelievable. We'll get to that. So let's see. So, but my point is, the point of this whole introduction, why I think it's important, is that the Bate Din today, whether the Oraisa or the Rabbanon, do have either perhaps, you know, the stamp of a Daraisa, or certainly the stamp of the Rabbanon, and therefore it stands to reason that they have to follow the rules of the Bate Din of old, even though they may not. Now, let's
see.
They don't
have to have smicha.
They don't have smicha. So, but let's see. So now, right? Okay, so let's see. So let's see now what's going on. So there is a Mishnah in Maseches Nida, Mem Tesma Beis. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Nida, Daf Mem Tesma Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKosher. Kol ha-kosher lodun, kosher lahaid. Whoever it is mutter to judge, it is mutter also to give edus. V'yesha kosher lahaid, but there are some people who are kosher to give edus, but they're still nevertheless not kosher. To where does all this come from? What's the connection? So let's find the following. This is a parameter that the Mishnah sets up an equation between dayanus and edus, okay? In other words, if you are kosher to be a dayan, then you're kosher to give edus. The flip side, sometimes it can be kosher to give edus, but not kosher to give a dayan. But I'm only interested.
What
didn't say that? 1 second. It says
what if
kosher.
You can't give edus, can you?
One second. No, but once you say yes, then you're in violation of the first half. Whoever can be a dayan automatically can give edus. Exactly. So let's see. Where does it? So what do we know about dayanim? I'm sorry. What do we know about edim? So the pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, Dvarim Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay. What do we know about dayanim? Okay. What do we know about dayanim in Perek Yud Tes of Chumash Dvarim Pasuk Yud Zayin? V'amdu shnei ha'anoshim. The pasuk by court testimony says in Parsha Shoftim, "V'amdu shnei ha'anoshim asher elam ariv nifnei Hashem." The people who have disputed have to stand. The two men have to stand. Rashi there in Chumash says in Parak Yud Tes pasuk Yud Zayin, "V'amdu shnei ha'anoshim be'edim hakosav medaber." That pasuk is referring to the edim. The edim have to stand, and also shnei ha'anoshim says Rashi, "The lomet she'ain edus benoshim." We learn, therefore, women are possible to testify in aid. Let me explain right off the bat. This has nothing to do with intelligence. This has nothing to do with believability and reliability. That's not the issue. Okay? It's exeris hakosav. It says the aidim women can't testify in court. In court. That doesn't mean that women cannot present information that has halakhic import. Okay? So yeah, you go home tonight and your wife serves you a piece of meat, you don't have to have two Aiden that saw her purchase in the kosher store. Okay? What's that? Okay, I do. I play Shiz Matashan. But whatever, you don't have to. A woman goes in and tells her husband she went to the mikveh, whatever. This quote unquote edus is certainly valid, 100%. You know, so it's got nothing to do with believability or if they're not telling the truth. It's a pasuk, exeris hakosav, just like Krovim, just like two brothers. Moshe and Aaron testify in court, their testimony will not be accepted. Oh, we think they're lying? No, we don't accept it. That's a exeris hakosav. So anyway, that's a Mishnah. What?
That you were discussing previously, sometimes it's very complicated, the distinction between Gilui Milsa.
Correct, okay, I don't want to go. The difference between top two Aedus. Correct. So, okay, we'll get back. Yeah. But let's see. So the Mishnah says in Shavuos, Lama Rav Alaf, source 34, Shavuos Aedus. No heges banoshim velo banoshim. Fine. And Rashi there explains and quotes of who ate and so talk about edus. Very good. Amdu shnei anoshim. And the Gemara in Shul Islam and Aleph says Tanya Ida vamdu shnei anoshim be edim akas medaber. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about the litigants. And it says no, because it says anoshim. V'chi anoshim bo lodun uvenoshim ein bo sodin. Can a woman not litigate in court? Absolutely, she can. A woman can come to a bezin with a claim against somebody. So when the pasuk says amdu shnei anoshim that it has to be men, it's talking about the edim. That's the edim have to be men, but the litigants don't have to be men. A woman has the right to either come to court or be sued in court. Okay, so therefore, you see that pasuk is talking about edus. Okay,
the Yerushalmi, but she can't test that.
No, she can't. But no one can test on their behalf. I mean, you can't. Man can't test on his own behalf either, right? You need to separate them. So that's not the issue.
The Gemara though, what's his call? Kasher ladan kasher
Mishnah. Neither. Yeah. Yeah.
Does when they say ladan, does that mean
ladun?
Ladun
to be a dayan.
Mean
with the original report?
Presumably
because because if it doesn't,
but my point is referring to both because it's modeled. But let's see.
I'm sorry. If it does, then women would be. If it's saying
okay, if you want to limit it to that,
to
Ladan, yes, right,
in the way
in the original, Smita, but original, yeah, way, the only thing is
Enochanami.
You could say that, but unless we say that our establishment, like that's what I was trying to point out at the beginning, that our establishment, but they didn't today, is modeled after maybe the rice, so is an extension of that. You can argue that the same rules should apply. Okay, now let's see. So there's a pasuk further in Shoftim 38, pasuk Tezvav. Lo yakum eid echad beish l'chol avon l'chol chatz v'chol chet, and so on and so forth. So the Yerushalmi there in Yuma, the Yerushalmi not pasuk, Yerushalmi is in Yuma, perek vav, alocha aleph. Ma Talmud lomar shnei, ela mifanya lahakish l'gzera shova, nemar kan shnei, nemar lahal shnei, ma shnei shnemar lahal anashim, velo nashim, velo tanim, af shnei shnemar kan anashim, velo nashim, velo tanim, hari lamadnu she'ein o isha me'ida. See, Yerushalmi spells out a drusha that women can't, because even if you don't want to say shnei anashim, is dafka to have gzera shova. For the other pasuk, okay, it always says ish, that's how the Karbon Eid explains, it says, v'amdu shnei anashim, that's got to be talking about Eidim. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos paskins. Okay, yeah, they don't say Tanim. Okay, I don't know. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Perektes Halacha Beis 41. Perektes Halacha Beis. Noshim psulos la'edus min haTorah. Period. Shenemar al pishnei edim. He says another limud. Loshim zochar v'lo noshim akeva. That's how the Rambam learns it. But Noshim are posel the kesef Mishnah. Wonders why the Rambam learns it out from there, and he quotes the Yerushalmi that the Rambam doesn't like the kesef Mishnah doesn't like the Rambam's right. Look what he says at the end of 42. And that's Perek Tes v'Chazedus Halacha Beis. He says Raya Shevi Ena Nochli Shari Kolator B'Loshim Zochar Nemar. You bring a Raya, it's a very strange. Okay, so we'll have to ask the Rambam. We see him. That's what he quotes in the kesef Mishnah. There's another Yerushalmi which learns from a different Gzeres Shava Parshas Balosa Perek Yud Aleph and Pasuk Chavav are old. But he's Eldad and Medad. So it says, Vayisharu Shnei Anashim B'machaneh. Shem Ha'echad Eldad V'Shem Hasheni Medad. So Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. It's also not Yerushalmi Yuma too. And it's also here in Sanhedrin. Perakim Alachates. Why do we need Shnei? And have Gzera Shava. It says, Vayisharu Shnei Anashim. Just like those are men, Eldad and Medad. So the other pasuk which says Shnei Anashim is also men and not women. Again, bottom line is that women can't serve as Edim. Of course, the glaring question. If we assume, therefore, we make that jump based on that Mishnah Nida, that since they can't serve as Eidim, they also can't serve as Dayanim. So, of course, the glaring question is Devoro. We had the Haftar a couple of weeks ago, right? Shoftim Perek Dalet, Posik Dalet. Udvora Isha Neviya Eshus Lapidos, Devora the prophet is, he Shoftos Yisrael, boy Sahi, she was judging. Posik in Tanakh. Pasuk Hey, he Yosheves Tachas Tomer Dvorah Ben Aron Ben Beis Hill Behar Efraim Vayal Eilech Bnei Yisrael Mishpat. People came with questions for Mishpat. So the question is, what's going on? If Dvorah, that would seem to indicate that maybe, like you were saying, Monty, that equation doesn't work both ways, right? You don't have to say it does. Okay, even back then,
that the rules have to follow.
No, but before we get to that, I'm talking about even back then. The kasha is Dvorah. How did Dvorah do it? Even when they had the real smicha, Dvorah seemed to do it. Before we get to your question, that's a kasha, not a bad kasha. Okay, I think anyone who's delved into the situation has thought of that kasha. But anyway, the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Hey Amid Aleph has another drusha from our same pasuk Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. Look at 47. Debeir Eliezer Tana Omar Kroa Asher Tosim Lifneihem Hishra Kosev Ishal Ishal Chol Dinim Shabbatara. Men and women are equated with regards to dinim. All court matters in terms of litigation and so on, the same men and women. There's no difference. Okay?
As litigants.
Maran Baba Kama says the same thing. There it's the Bay Rabbi Lezer instead of Rabbi Lezer. I don't know which is the most correct girsa. Baba Kama Tazvav and Allah. Tana Be'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem 48. Hishra Kosvish Lishachol Dinim Shabbatorah. And it's because the word Lifneihem says Rashi. Who's Lifneihem? Someone said it before. Forget about the Shivim Zakanim. Talk to Klal Yisrael. Cool on Bichlok, everybody. Okay? Now, says Tosus there in Baba Kama Tezvav Medalev. Vizir Mascha Asher Tosim, 50. Kemo, Halifneim lo Ayrelevik Shem Lodon. What do you mean it's everybody? I thought it's only talking about those who can serve as judges. That was the Gemara Gittin that we started with. Lifneim lo Lifneim Yotos. Vizir Psulus Lodon. Women can't be Dayanim. Ditan Beperek Pozimon. Nida Memtesim Beis. Kala Kasha Lodon and Kasha Lohayt. Vizir Psulus Lohayt. Kedamin Bachol Beperek Shus Eidus and so on. So he says, "Yeshomer dehahi beperek bo simon beish airi." No, maybe that Gemara Nida That whole Mishnah that was talking about only men. Men who can't serve as Adam also can't testify. Maybe women, a different story altogether. In other words, who says that may not be a blanket rule? Maybe that Mishnah in Nida, Daf Mem Tes, is a sub-rule. It's saying all men who can't, only talking about men. And he says, furthermore, by Dvorah, but he says, but he says, and this is what was important from this Tosfos for me, you can't bring a raya isha ksher l'adam. The Shemayim mekablin osa aleya mishum shchina. She was a neviya. I mean, she was an ordinary woman. She had a dvar isha neviya, right? Huh?
What was
Shemayim? Say it again.
Rambam would have a major challenge.
Okay, but that Tosfos doesn't.
I mean, Tosfos says.
Well, that's what Tosfos is basically saying. Tosfos says she was an exception to the rule. The Shema Hayu Mekabel and Osalem, they accepted her Mishum Shechina because she had a Shechina. She had the Shechina. Huh? Okay, but she had. Okay, correct, well, but both. But Mishum Shechina. Okay, so let's see. So maybe. Anyway, at the end, so that's what Tosfos says about Dvorah. The Shita Mekubetz is there in Baba Kama Tezvav Meralev. Asher Tosfos his name. Tema, that's not talking about Isha and so on and so forth. And he says, he says, no, you can't learn that pasuk is only talking about men. And he has a whole derivation to explain why it includes that pasuk, that Mishnah is talking to everybody. Tosfos in Gittin, where we started with Peches and Beis, Velolif Nefiot, Ediotos 52. Again, so between the Tosfos of Bava Tezvav and the Shittim Gubetzes, they learned that no, that mission in Nida is talking about all people, not just men. It's talking about all Dionim and all Nidonim, and it's an encompassing pasuk. Therefore, you can learn about women. So again, Tosfos in Gittin asks. Tosfos in Gittin asks. So again, what happened to Dvorah? Okay, what happened to Dvorah? He says, three lines of the Shiva, Bishop, Israel, Ain Raya, Dishik Shalad. Why? So he gives a second reason. Here he gives a different one. The two different Tosas. The Shema Lohaisa Dana, Elohaisa Melamedes Lohem Hadinim. She didn't actually serve as the Dayan. She didn't actually render the Psak Halacha. You said it, not me. Okay. She didn't actually give the halachic decision. She told them what the rules are, and then they applied it. Right, exactly. And then Inami, the other answer is parallel to what we said earlier. Shema Kiblu Osalei Mishum Shechina. Okay. So that's what she said. Yeah, by the Tzoras. By Mitzorah, exactly. That's what she did. The Tosus Arosh there in Gittin says, again, the same Kasha, that women should be Ksheira, Lodun, and he learns again how you learn out that it's not the case, again, especially based on the Rishalmi. But as far as Dvorah is concerned, he doesn't deal with Dvorah. Marshall has a problem with the Gears, so we won't go into that. Now let's look at 55, Tosus and Shruis. Marshall and Gittin has a problem with the Gears, he has to fix up the Gears, and Zarosh says differently, but there's no time for that now. Let's take a look in Shruis, Chav Tesim Abeis. Shruis Ha'edus Noheges Banoshim Ha'lo Banoshim. Okay, and again, what about Dvorah, second line, V'hoksiv, Hishof, Israel, Ikal, Meimar, Shoisim Melamedes, Lemadinim, Inami, Lefi, Shahoisa, Nevia. He says it even stronger. Because she was a Nevia, then Hayu Mekablin Osalayim. That's why they accepted it. And he says, that's the Yerushalmi says women can't be Diana because they can't give Eidos, and so on. Tosus in Nida says, that Mishnah that we started with made the equation between judging and Eidos is Mem Tesim Beis. Tosus on the next page, Nunam Adala 56 says, Mimtomar, Dibur Masal Kol HaKosher Lodin Kosher. Really, the Tosus belongs on Mem Tesim Beis, but it's printed on Nunam Adala. It says, Mimtomar, our Isha the Sherlodin, Exibit Dvorah, he shows Zelba Isai. Okay, and we say, Hishra Kosher Isha Isha Chol Onchin Shmatara, and some really should say, Odinam in Torah. Fine. So he says, Yeshlomar, no, maybe that Pasuk is called Kol HaIsh Kosher Lodin, but he said, as far as Dvorah is concerned, he has another answer. Udvorah HaYisadana Alpia Dibur. It was a special Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu authorized it. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu authorized it. That different. Well, no, because there it made it depend that people accepted her. Here it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu said it. Okay, it's a little different. I don't make a big deal about it. Okay, what?
Well, Rabbi Yehoshua say about
it? Because you're asking again about Lo Shamayim. I don't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good question. No? Yeah, but he could argue it's different when it was actually Nevuah. I mean, it wasn't Nevuah. That's what he's saying. Lo Shamayim. But again, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu get okay, well, Tosfos. Look, that's why Tosfos.
Which tells you? Tells you Lo Shamayim. I mean, what's that talking
about? Yes, he's there for Lo Shamayim. Maybe that's in the absence of Nevuah. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
Here, Hashem's not giving the Pesach.
Yes, kibble, kibble.
It's but that says
yep.
that the kibble
unless you say that the
skirts women.
Right, no, but right. No, but unless you say that the kibble can only be applicable when the person's a novi. Right, that the kibble is only when someone has that status.
I have to go back to the first
But Tosis here, though, Tosis here is saying, it says that it was, you know, she said, it says, Dvar Haisa, no, I'm sorry, the previous Tosis said, because she was a novi. Okay. Inami ilo Haisa Dana Malamadas Madinim, it gives the other tarots. Okay, but it's an interesting point. As an aside, the Rashash there in Nida, Numen Aleph 58, says, one second, and maybe I'm surprised when I asked this question. What do you mean? If this is a din, it's an Issa Daraisa for a woman to be a Dayan, so a Novi's not allowed to violate a Daraisa. A Novi, Rashai L'Chadosh Dover, you know, the Novi can't suspend the Torah law. Right, it's not just because, as you were saying, it's not just because of Lobo Shamayimi. Lobo Shamayimi, no, Lobo Shamayimi says we don't listen, we don't care. Here it says an Issa. Right here, we're saying it's takin iser, and the ein novi l'shul rashi l'cha ela. What was ela mitzvah? Ela mitzvah, ela apostles. You're not allowed to.
That line doesn't mean that he's going to get punished. I thought it meant it's not.
No, but I thought a novi is not permitted. Okay. So the rasha. Okay, either way, the rasha's address is kosherly. Bilavro divrei Torah ein rishus l'novi elofishol l'migdar milsa and so on. So he says. That's why he says, no, it's not Stam that she was a novi. It was Lefi, Shahai son of Via, Hayu Mikabonos Alam. That's how he says. Exactly. Okay. Tosus in Yavamas, Mem Hamid Bays. Let me finish.
But because she was a
Nevi'ah,
they were Mikabonim. So the Iker here is, and really the only thing is that they were Mikabonim.
Right, okay.
So hold on. You have someone, you have a 12-year-old of Ely.
Okay, hold the thought, give 2 seconds. Mamash will see in 2 seconds. Let's see. So, what's going to be? The Gemara is a different example, but it'll be similar. Let's take a look quickly. The Tosis, Yavamas, Memhamed, Bezimas, Milo, Tobla, the Isha, Eno, Roy, Lodun. The Tosis there says, women cannot serve. Again, quoting that Mishnah, Nida, Kala Kosha, Lodun, Kosha, Lahad. It's so on. He quotes the Mishalmi, everything we learn. Udvora, Loi, Sahai, Ayasa, Dona, Elamela, Medes, Lahan, Shiyadona, Inami, Alpia, Dibur, Shiny. That's what Tosis there says. The Chdush Aran has another answer altogether. Second line, the Chdush Aran and Shvuas, Laman, Malal, Divamaskal, Shombe, Gmarva, Loba, Noshim, Tomar, Voksiv, Gabi, Dvor, Vishof, Tisol, Yesh, Lomar. He says, "Shel delo shofetes mamish ela manheges." It doesn't even mean she judged at all. She was a leader, different. Okay,
right.
Now that throws in a different. But yes, the kasher. The afal gav domar sifri somtum melko malka. There they didn't do it. No, again, alpia wasn't exactly okay. Kretches through it. Okay,
what's the? But she wasn't acting.
Okay, no, just different angles. The same thing. Now
let me. Is
Lo Shavtin Willei Tachim Lohamedin? So that's what they say, you know, the Gemara says, Yiftach Bedar, Kishmur Bedar. So the Chassidish Sarm writes, yeah, but you have to, Yiftach is Bor. So this morning, was Yiftach a Bor? No, it wasn't a Bor. That they have a play on words in this morning's
Lainik.
Huh?
When they give answers like that, is that based off their own logic, or do they get it from a Sorah?
We don't know every given time. But you know, look, so the fact right is, they keep giving different Teirutzim. Like,
right,
we had three or four different Teirutzim.
Right, so like, is that just from their own?
Well, that's not so clear. Right, that's what it looks like. Right. Now, there is a mission, just to show you, because it's important that I have the missions on Hedichov Da'amud Olive. Not your question, but a different angle. Let's say two litigants agree that my father can be the Bezin, your Karov is possible. Neman ala Abba. The Mishnah said, "Hedu Chavdam, Nemal Abba, Nemal Avicha." Well, my father, right? Or Shlosha Roy Book, or three Amaratzim. We'll go to them for right. In other words, and that works. The Rambam passes the Chassanhedrin, Paragzal Chabeis, Shulchar Choshen Mitzvah, Chabeis Sif Aleph. If you accept a Karov or a Puzzle, so sometimes you can accept somebody who's Puzzle, and that can be accepted. Maybe that's the situation here. The fact is, though, most posts can assume. Yeah, you can go to somebody else. It's not a din and bezin. So that's the question. So let's yes.
They all had to.
That's what it says. That's what I'm saying.
Why isn't that a din and bezin?
Because it could be. It, you know what I'm saying? Arena bezin. The parties invent circumvent bezin. They go to three people who are going. You know, in that case, maybe
put
that's a question. Lav dafka. That's a special din. Just like here, a karov is also a puzzle. A father can't pask in his son's case. Let me just finish.
Back to the first thing.
Yeah, what's this?
You're not
if you have acceptance. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Ayin Zayin at the end. Okay, I do want to say, you know, so far we saw most of the Rishonim were saying that the women can't serve as Adim, and I'm sorry, Edom, they certainly can't. Can't serve as Dayanim and Sam, but I do want a full disclosure. There are Rishonim who quote, based on Devar, with all of our Terutzim, take a look, that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes it, 65, Ayin Zion, okay? He says that there's, look, what we need is the four lines on the bottom. Avaladas Tzatz Minam Afarshim, Ksheros Hein Ladun. There are some who say that women can serve as judges based on Dvorah. He mikromale shenemar v'hi shofta. I kol sheino kosher l'hoi, deino kosher l'odom, but we learned from that Gemara Sanhedrin based on the Mishnah Nida. Nashim can't testify, the flip side. Yeah, okay, so that's only people, only men. Whatever you're going to get out of that. The Chidush HaRashba in Bava Kama Tazrov and Aleph, Hanat Sugah, Asher Tosem if name, v'efshar sh'isha k'sher l'odom, midiksib v'dor v'shof z'vay sahi. He says, I don't agree. Miu ain't right, Misham. The Shem Eloshi, Ibat Madonna, Eloshon Medesim, Lahem Madonna Pia. Vinam Mishakibul Alem. But again, he quotes it as a valid Havamin, the Chidusha Ritva. And that Sugin Pasa, Yesh Omen. It seems to me. Okay, and certainly in the Chinam. The Chidusha Ritva, in Kiddushan, Laman Ham and Aleph, Asher Tosin Lifnaim, Yesh Shapirshu, Bain Lodun, Bain Lidon. Okay, I'm gonna share, and so again, you have it quoted in the regular Mishonim, the Chinam, the Rashbod Ritva, at least at Sad. Okay? However, they want to throw one other thing into the mix, okay? And it's a minority view, but it exists. The one other thing into the mix, and that is the Melech Velo Malka issue, but when it comes to a king, so the Pasuk says in Perek Zayin, Shoftim Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, Asher Yivcha Hashem Alekecha Bo, Mikerechecha Tosim Alecha Melech, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, and you can't, Lo Sucha Lo Seis Alecha Ish Nachu, you can't have a goy as your king, who's not Asher Lo Achich, who's not your brother. The Sifrei, okay, people think the Rama made it up. The Sifrei in Piska Re, Kuf Nun Zayin there in Shoftim, Kuf Nun Zayin there in Pasuk Tezvav 69, Som Tosim, okay, Melech Velo Malka, okay, Dover Acher, Som Tosim Melech Mechtasei, Lo Sucha Zayin Mechtasei, Mitzvose, fine, Ish Nachri, Mikan Omru, Ho Ish Memanim Parnas Al Hatzibur, Ve'ein Memanim Ho Isha Parnasas, or Parnasas Al Hatzibur. To someone to have authority over the tzibur, men and not women, that's a sifrei on that pasuk. And the Rambam paskins that way famously, melacha hilchos melachim, hilchos melachim, perek aleph halacha hey, ein mamidin isha b'malchus, shenev alecha melech ala malka, v'chein kol mesimos from Yisrael, ein memanim b'nel ish, all positions of authority, and that's going to let judges out the window. So, despite the fact that some were shown in, okay, I'm just saying what he says, kol mesimos, Ein manim behen elo ish. Bottom line, Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, we follow the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, with all the lumbus, you want to say what you were saying before, Matt, that maybe the Mishnah was only talking about when you had the real smicha. Okay, but at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what these other Rishonim hold. Again, the Chinuch, the Rashba, the Ritva say, even back then, you could have a woman. Certainly then, even then, he said, if they're like Devorah, that was back then, they learned that Devorah is a paradigm. We don't. The most Rishonim say not. That's what one some say, but we just saw in the Chinuch Mitzayin Zayin, Rashba Bavakama Tesvav and Aleph, Ritva and Kiddush Lamed Hem Aleph says there are some who hold. That's a minority view, but there are some who hold. But at the end of the day, we follow Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says three words on this issue.
But how do they know? Yeah. They don't have, if smicha is required to be the
so he said you could argue that, you know, with all these reasons, whether it was accepted, however you want to say it, the woman could be an exception to the rule. But at the end of the day, certainly nowadays. But having said all of that, the Shulchan Aruch says Choshen Mishpat Simin Zayin Sivdal, three words: Isha Psula Lodon. It doesn't leave much room for debate. A woman cannot serve as a dayan. He's talking about nowadays. So now, you know, can have all the discussion. The bottom line, we follow the Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch says, a woman, the answer to the question is, may a woman serve as a dayan? The answer is no. Now we just had the whole background of why and so on and so forth. I do want to point out, though, the Pisrei Tshuva, that's not a dayan. I'm talking about a dayan on a court. Dayan, I'm not talking about rabbis. I'm talking about a dayan in a Bezdin case. Okay? The other questions, which are relevant, but let me just, however, this will answer, maybe address that also. The Pisrei Tshuva on the page, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Zayin, Siv Katan Hay, Isha Psula Ladun, Ayin B'tshuva's Pritvu, etc., because we save a Birke Yosef, that's the Chidah, not a nobody. After Isha Psula Ladun, even though she can't serve on a Bezdin, Mikol Mokom, Isha Chachama, Yechola Lahoros Harah. She can paskin if she's not in a bezdin, not in a court situation, not in a monetary dispute. Okay, horror is a psak in the kosher tray for whatever. I don't want to. Okay, right. Not a bezdin, huh?
Lahoros means to teach.
Okay, but lahoros horror. You could argue that too. But lahoros, it doesn't just say lahoros, but lahoros horror. halacha.
Okay, and then somebody.
No, but that's the way they bring the raya from Devorah. No, no, your way. Okay, he may be right because it says v'chein is bar me'atosis l'chad shina the Devorah ha'isem melamedes lahem dinim. She only taught. So I'm not arguing. I'm just saying you can. There are different directions to go. Okay, there are different directions to go. It's a difficult issue. Bezdin is out of the question. Okay, Bezdin is out of the question. Isha psul adon flodin finish. As far as other things, so now we can discuss. Well, the woman knows again. You know, that's not tonight's shiur. The other makoros about that. Maybe another time we can talk about that. This was about Bezdin exclusively.
But it,
yeah. Yeah. That's his whole thing. Isha psul adon. Say again. Apparently, yes. He's what? What? Again, I mean, we don't know. He doesn't say. But maybe it should be mutter. Maybe it should be mutter. I don't know. He doesn't tell us. Okay, I didn't see those that Caleb mentioned. But you could say it if kibble. Okay, if all the litigants would be kibble. You're probably not going to get the litigants to agree. But if you, huh?
So you said
litigants.
You're saying,
okay.
If two people.
Now, but by the way, if you throw in the Rambam though, about Masimos may be a problem too. Again, once you throw in the Rambam of Paul Masimos, that's why I stuck it in. Okay.
It's a separate issue.
But it's not unrelated.
So the same Rambam, just like that, the same Rambam who says, you know, Malach Lamacha also says that a ger can't be a.
Yeah. Right. That's what they.
So
right.
Would say that
no, it's a shrine of talion and so on. So it can't be a dime. Well, this is a couple. Yes, because right, so correct. Exactly, but he does say kol mesimo should be Israel, ain't amana bemelish, and he says it. Okay, I'm just trying to give you an overview of some of the issues that are being bandied about now. It's the first authority in the branding
decision. Why does the Rambam hold that way?
Well, it's based on a Sifrei. I mean, he understands. It's based on a Sifrei. That's what he says the Pasuk means. That's the Joshua. Okay, I wish everybody a good Tevach.